Ms. Ruffin.
Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hey, is anything else? Yes, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. Happy happy almost Friday. That's how that goes, right?
Yeah.
So Phil reached out to you, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I do want to go over a couple of things because he told me basically we're going to be dealing directly with you. You're going to be the person who's going to be taking care of all this for him, conducting the client interview, all of the things, which is fantastic. So I have just a couple of questions. So when the calls come in from the clients, should they go to Phil's number or to your number?
Can they go to both or... Only one.
Well, okay. So we offer the call tracking service. Remember, like I told you about that yesterday, where we get a number that is similar to the current number, and then it's going to field the calls out. So we have that service available. But generally, there's just one number that the stuff goes to. If we're using the call tracking system, then we have more options available to us as far as fielding the calls. If we're using only the business phone number, then we can only choose one. It's up to you.
I think Phil would rather they go to both. So can we set that up so that, like, if it goes to his phone, then... The number can be pressed to go to my phone?
Yeah, they're going to take care of that during onboarding. Absolutely. They're going to go over. I'm going to put for a fact that you guys want the call tracking system so we can go ahead and do that. So as far as communication goes from local Splash, from us, that should go to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the cards that you're going to be putting on file, is it in your name or is it in Phil's name?
It's in Phil's name.
Okay. Does it also have the business name on it?
Yes, it does.
Okay, perfect. So it's on the business card. Does it have his full name, Philip, or is it Phil, or?
It's Philip J. LeBlanc.
Okay. P-H-I-L-L-P, J, and then, will you spell LeBlanc for me?
It's capital L-E. Capital B-L-A-N-C.
Capital L-E, capital L, little e, capital B-A.
No, B-L.
Uh-huh.
A-N-C.
A-N-C. Okay. Is there
I think you missed the second I.
P-H-I-L-L-I-P?
Yes.
Okay. And LeBlanc, is it L-E space Blanc, or is it all one?
It's all one word.
Okay, cool. All right. I mean, I know that it's all one word, but you know what I mean? Like, if it's, yes. How does it look? You know? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send out a couple of texts to you, and it's going to be my direct phone number and extension line. And this is also the number for client support. The 877 number is important to go ahead and lock in, because that is going to be the phone number for communication from Local Splash as well as to Local Splash. And my direct phone number and extension line is the 877 with the extension is 224, or you can always say my name, Amy Nelson, at the prompt, okay?
Okay.
Now, Stephanie, is that the common spelling for your name?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your last name?
McDonald's. That's M-A-C, capital D. O-N-A-L-D.
Got it. And then the email address for that is just going to be the business email, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then your phone number. And then I'm going to... I don't like it when it... Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute. It unpopulated everything I put. I hate that. Oh, my goodness. But it didn't. I just flipped the screen. Okay, and the business email is theamazeroofingllc@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then I went over a couple of things with him on the website. I saw that it actually redirected to a secured destination, which is really cool. To the amazeroofingllc.com. He was telling me that you guys were talking about that last night.
Yeah, because they didn't understand why there was two different ones. Because I can get on the amazeroofing.com or the amazeroofingllc. I don't even know.
You can go in from the backside.
I can if I find the information.
Okay. You don't need to at this point. One of the things he asked about was getting reviews from the site itself, which once we have access to everything and we get it going for you, then we have the ability to give you a tiny URL that we can put directly on the site. So we can give you to put directly on the site. It's basically going to be a clickable link for reviews.
Okay.
Okay. I have the business address at 304 Clark Place in East Stroudsburg, PA 18302. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a second here. And then for the service radius and the information that I have here is, let me see. Okay. I'm backing up a little bit. 30 miles, is that correct?
I think we're going to do more like 25, but nothing into New Jersey because we're like really close to the border.
Mm-hmm.
We're not licensed right now in New Jersey, so we don't want to do that right now.
Okay, no worries. And you can be very specific during the client onboarding, Stephanie, if there's like, once you take a look at the map, if there's like specific zip codes or areas that you know you want to target or want to stay out of like that, you can always let the agent know, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me just a minute. And then you guys are licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And, okay. And then the business Facebook page, is it under the Amazed Roofing LLC or?
Yeah, well, it's a page like on Phil.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so it's like
it's
under
derivative.
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
I found it.
Sure I put that. Yeah, Amazed Roofing LLC.
Yeah, I found it. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so what's going to happen is during your client onboarding, they're going to tell you how to give us access to that so that we can do the programming and go ahead and create the Facebook ads. We keep everything
okay,
super simple here. What's that?
I was going to ask that because I'm a mess right now and I have papers everywhere and my kids keep grabbing my notebook to write it. And I have to find the passwords now for everything.
Darn them kids, huh? Oh, my gosh. I understand. Absolutely. Don't worry. We're going to walk you through everything. There's no worries at all. Okay?
Okay.
Spoke with Phil. He gave me to Steph, office manager, for enrollment. Okay, I'm just notating everything here. Okay, and then you said 25 miles. Perfect. And you guys have, do you guys also have like invoices and all the things that we spoke about yesterday in case we need that stuff for verification?
Yeah, Phil has all that stuff. Yes.
Cool. And then as far as the roofing goes, what services, like what all services is he offering? Is he doing everything, commercial and residential, or?
We're mainly doing residential, and we're not doing, like, repairs. It's mainly, like, asphalt shingles.
Okay.
But we do take commercial sometimes. Like, we have one kind of in the works right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it still feels like doing it.
Okay. No roof repairs, new roofs, re-roofs only. Okay. And then you said yes to the call tracking. What forms of payment does he accept?
I know all the main credit cards.
Okay.
He's got some kind of app too. I'll have to ask him that.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. Okay.
I think he takes checks too.
Okay. And cash. I mean, cash is king, right?
Yeah, cash.
We're not turning down cash, right?
No one wants to give the cash, though.
I know, but they would be smart to do it, you know. It's crazy. Credit and debit. All right. Phone call. Yes. And what are the hours of operation, Stephanie? When does he want the phone calls?
Between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, yeah.
And does he offer any emergency services or any appointments on the weekend, like, you know, weekends by appointment only or anything like that?
Yeah, he does weekends by appointment, no emergency services.
Okay. Yeah, he was telling me that he gets on and off a roof in one whole day, no matter how big it is.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive, I have to say, you know?
It is.
Yeah, it really is. So, scheduling that client onboarding today, what time is good for you?
Like 3?
Okay, 3 is their lunch break, so I can do between, let me see here. I have something between 4 and 5, 5 and 6, or 6 and 7, or I do have something between 2 and 3.
4 and 5 is good.
Okay. And you have access to the email, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to see an email come through that's going to say local / CIEN and for client interview English. It's going to have his name on it because he's technically the account holder and you're an authorized user on it, and it's going to have your phone number. So this is going to serve as a placeholder within the Google Calendar, okay? So meaning that you'll get a push 1 hour before the – well, it's more or less than an hour out – or, no, you will. You're not. We're not less than an hour out. I'm wrong. You'll get a push notification, meaning a text and an email saying, hey, client onboarding is coming up at this time. If for any reason you're unable to keep it, then you give us a shout. Now, it is not going to happen necessarily right at 4 p.m. It will happen between 4 and 5 p.m. We don't like to promise right on the dot because sometimes we're finishing up with the client right before you. But a lot of times it is right on time. Okay?
Okay.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
His card?
Mm-hmm.
I have to look. Hold on a second.
Okay.
It's a Visa.
Okay. And is the billing address going to be the 304 Clark Place?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Okay, 4436 0300 7536 6651.
Expiration month and year?
526. This is family treasure.
3-digit code on the back?
288.
I need to set a security question on the account. It's going to be your choice of first pet's name, city you were born in, or your mother's maiden name?
Mother's maiden name.
Which is?
Brown.
Okay. And if for any reason he were to call in and make any changes or adjustments to the account, he would need that special word, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm processing the account for the $249 now. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Amazed Roofing, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Stephanie McDonald, and I am the office manager.
Stephanie, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes. Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is August 17th, 2023, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes. There's no additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 17th day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue the service, please do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of October or after. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, Steph, I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, if you look at the phone, there's going to be a text that I sent through. It's going to say, Philip J., thank you for choosing Local Splash. You sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Okay. I think I have it. Yes.
Okay. Please go ahead and click that. Open it up. It's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience.
I'm sorry, was that the invitation?
No, are you in the email or are you in the text messages?
No, I'm in the email.
Okay, so the email that came across, it's going to be Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
And then the fifth line down, it's going to say click here to accept subscription terms.
Okay.
And then as you open that up, it's going to show you literally everything that we talked about. There are asterisks by certain things, meaning there are possible options for things that may or may not be included. You can upgrade at some time, meaning things such as the Google Guarantee or the Google Ads, things like that. As you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the exact package that we spoke about, the Platinum package has the Facebook ads, the local SEO, all of those things included in the reoccurrings locked in at the $249. Please click the box right above and then type in the name as it is written there in that space, but no periods or dots.
Okay. Okay.
All right, it should have taken you to a screen asking for a username and password.
Yes.
Okay, username and password will be granted to you within about 3 to 5 days time of conducting client onboarding. Client onboarding is scheduled for later on this afternoon between 4 and 5 p.m. As long as I'm available, I will call and introduce you to your onboarding agent and go ahead and get everything moving forward. If I'm not available, it just means I'm on the phone, Stephanie, and the technician will move forward without me. He'll go ahead and call you directly himself, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for your time. I look forward to talking with you soon. Welcome to Local Splash.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.